At Emory University, we believe in those with the ambition to achieve, the passion to learn, and the optimism to see the possibilities ahead. Founded on a belief that the wise heart seeks knowledge, an Emory education combines experiential learning in Atlanta and beyond with unrivaled collaboration and discovery, all to prepare you for a world that needs your leadership. Learn more at emory.edu.
At KFC, everyday value meets big flavor. That means getting 6 crispy pieces of delicious dark meat drums and thighs, plus 4 biscuits, all for just $10 with our Dine and Dash deal. All that juicy, original recipe chicken for only 10 bucks every day. Now that's finger-lickin' good. Hurry into KFC and taste the deal we're cooking up. Limited time only. Prices and participation may vary. While supplies last, tax, tip, and fees extra. Not available on third-party ordering platforms.
Ah, the sounds of back to school time. There's plenty to about this time of year. So let Cane's take something off your plate by putting something on it, like hand-battered chicken fingers and cane sauce.
Raising Cane's chicken fingers. One love.
The Clock Somewhere by Alan Jackson. Jimmy wow. Buffett, 464-5685. One is bad, 10 is good. Text your rating and Rick Heyman. Sauter Heyman Jewelers, Song of the Day.
That's Sit. Alan Jackson and Jimmy?
And Jimmy, yeah. Jimmy gets in there later on in the song.
Really?
Yes.
Really? Every man's song there.
Yep.
It's just impossible not to like it.
Agreed.
I mean, you can work to dislike it. Good luck.
Good luck. It's just a pleasant sound.
You drive to Westo happy. And not want to go to Westo, but this song's playing. Right. You're happy to be
yeah,
there to
yep,
Westo.
That's right.
And you were.
David saw me. I was behind him. I wasn't in his place of business. Hey, that's beautiful. Wow, Rick. Is that la-di-da? Is that what that is?
I think it's just wrapped up summer.
Summer.
Last summer song before yeah. we get into...
Well, la-di-da.
High tea, I think.
Jimmy yeah. Buffett. Am I saying that right? Buffet? Buffet?
Buffett.
Buffett.
It's not Jimmy Buffet.
It's not Jimmy Buffet.
Come on.
Buffett.
Jimmy Buffet.
There's probably other ways to pronounce it. I
don't think there is.
No, it's Buffett.
9.265. Great song. I mean, it's just
wow.
great.
Wow, really?
It's an anthem of sorts.
It is an anthem.
You have those days.
If certain anthem songs.
I got to get hammered.
Alan,
5 o'clock somewhere.
Alan Jackson. I'm not really an Alan Jackson guy.
Whoa. Well,
yeah. That's a shock to me.
I agree. That is a shock.
I don't mind it. Don't hate.
Do you know who we're talking about?
Alan Jackson. Yes. I don't hate at all. Mm-hmm. I'm not really enthralled. With I never like you know like that. Alexa, play Alan Jackson.
Way down yonder by the
Chattahoochee.
Yeah. Yeah. So I don't mind it, but it's not really my deal. But then the song I think is really good, and then you add in Buffett.
Mm-hmm.
Then it's unbelievable. Do you think Jimmy Buffett ever met Warren Buffett?
Yes. I'm going to say yes.
I bet they have.
My yes. guess is yes.
I'm going to say that, yes. I say they probably met. That had been a cool meeting. Mm-hmm. Who was that? One of the richest people in the world, most successful businessman, and then Jimmy Buffett.
Be very disappointing if they haven't.
I agree. Yeah.
Yes. Very hard that. I'm going to go with a 8001. 8001.
Okay. I'll go 96.
Yeah.
I like that song.
Whoa, Rudy's going
9.6.
Well, hold on. Jake gave
9.6.
Whoa, that's
for me.
High.
It's plenty.
I think we're going to like it over. I think it's going to be an 8.4 for Rudy.
8.1.
8.1.
Because you wish summer was longer, says Rudy.
Yes. Thank you.
You wish
Rudy.
Summer was longer. Rudy, that's a state of mind.
Yes. I'm glad it's about over, Rudy.
You can.
Yeah. Bill's happy.
So glad this is ending.
Rudy wishes it longer. Bill's like, good. Fall's here. Let's
short
do
days,
this.
Short days, dark. Sleet.
Football.
Sleet.
No, not cold. Sleet.
Bill likes the cold.
Bill,
for some
not
reason.
Sleet.
Well, we're joined now by Rick Heyman. Oh, Rick, high scores today for you on your song of the day. It's 5 o'clock somewhere.
Oh, excellent. Can you hear me okay?
Got you, Rick.
We got you. Are you in la-di-da?
I'm actually out in my garage in my truck because I've got a house full of crumb crunchers here, and I don't want to wake everybody up. All my grandkids are here.
Crumb crunchers. God. Never heard that term before.
So you went out in the garage in your truck?
Yeah, I did. Yeah, that you know, you put your headphones on, and then the truck overrides it, and you know your Bluetooth in your car and all that, and so you can't ever figure out how to get your Bluetooth back on the other stuff. So anyway, great scores guys, thank you so much.
Thank you.
I'm so happy DP came in this morning. I was going to say the same thing.
Mm-hmm.
Congratulations, you guys. There's no bigger fan of the station than me. I tell everybody about it all the time, and I just love you guys. I love the show, and you should have been number one. And
next
Rebecca
year.
Is the best, as DP said. And, of course, he is the mastermind as well. So you guys have done an incredible job. Remembering back when we got started down in that dumpy basement and, you know, that pothole parking lot at, you know, pitch dark and all that. And we did it. And, you know, I consider myself to be part of the team a little bit.
You are. You are.
Been
of course,
here
you
like
are, Rick.
9 years, so appreciate everything you guys have done, and huge congratulations. And you guys have done an incredible job. So,
thank you, Rick.
Okay, the end of an era right here. Summer songs for 2025, which is sad. As Rudy said, I wish summer was longer. But this is what a great song, and I'm stunned, Coach, that you don't like Alan Jackson. That stuns me.
Startling.
Just not a huge fan of it, only... but I gave the song a good rating,
though. You did.
Yeah, I know you did. Thank you for that. Alan
Sound
Jackson,
very
you know, I'm late to the country parade, but to me, Alan Jackson, you know, I've always liked him, but the guy's just got 20 million hits, and he is a true superstar. By the way, to answer your question,
mm-hmm.
pardon me.
You're welcome.
Allergies, the storms are coming through. Jimmy Buffett and Warren Buffett were friends. They knew each other. They got together frequently. And I would say part of the reason why Jimmy Buffett's brand, Margaritaville, was so successful, which it still is and growing, was partly because of Warren Buffett. So
his cash influx or presence, or how
no,
did he help
just,
it?
Just business.
Okay.
Smarts.
Okay.
Yeah, yeah.
Okay.
Jimmy Buffett ended up being a multi-billionaire off of a stupid song that he wrote on a napkin in 5 minutes on an airplane. So figure that out. Okay, this song was written by Moose Brown and Don Rollins, who... You know, Vegas is a little different. It's mm-hmm. you don't get original singer-songwriters typically mm-hmm. in Vegas. Mm. There's a group of songwriters that write most of the songs, and sometimes one breaks through. These guys had never had a breakthrough. They offered this is the best. They did a demo. They offered it to Kenny Chesney, who turned it down.
He would have been good.
Yeah.
That would have been good.
In fact, I used to think this was Kenny Chesney's song way back when, but he then offered it to Alan Jackson, who said he was looking for a song he could record as a duet with Jimmy Buffett. And Jimmy Buffett doesn't really come on until the very end.
Nope.
So if you watch the video, you can see that. And most of the video is recorded on Alan Jackson's boat. And I say boat lightly. This guy is a billionaire, and his boat is like a 65-foot tuna tower.
Warning, the following ZipRecruiter radio spot you are about to hear is going to be filled with F-words.
When you're hiring, we at ZipRecruiter know you can feel frustrated, forlorn even, like your efforts are futile, and you can spend a fortune trying to find fabulous people, only to get flooded with candidates who are just fine. Fortunately, ZipRecruiter figured out how to fix all that. And right now, you can try ZipRecruiter for free at ZipRecruiter.com/zip. With ZipRecruiter, you can forget your frustrations because we find the right people for your roles fast, which is our absolute favorite F word. In fact, 4 out of 5 employers who post on ZipRecruiter get a quality candidate within the first day.
Fantastic.
So, whether you need to hire 4, 40, or 400 people, get ready to meet first-rate talent. Just go to ZipRecruiter.com/zip to try ZipRecruiter for free. Don't forget, that's ZipRecruiter.com/zip. Finally, that's ZipRecruiter.com/zip.
Fishing rig based out of Jupiter, Florida, which we're going to have as a question here in a minute. But his band is standing up on the bow while they're going out on the ocean, and they're like barely hanging on there. There's no rails or anything. They're standing up there playing their instruments. And they're like, whoa, you know, hope we don't fall off. It's okay. Great. So anyway, this song debuted at number 31 on the U.S. Billboard Hot Country Charts for the week of June 21st, 2003. That's how old. This song is 22 years old. Mm. It held the number one position for 7 consecutive weeks, falling to number 2 September 27th. And then it came back again 2 weeks later as number 1. So it is the, with its 8-week run at number 1, the song tied record with Lone Star's Amazed for having the longest run at number 1 on Hot Country Songs since Nielsen Broadcast Dating System was initiated in 1990. 19 years later, this record would be surpassed by Morgan Wallen's U Proof, which spent 10 non-consecutive weeks at number 1.
Okay.
So, and it also was like number 17 in the pop charts at the time.
Okay.
So it was a big time crossover song. So, great song. End of the summer songs. We're going to go into high tea next week. We've got killer songs. I know Genghis is going to be thrilled about that.
Genghis?
Genghis.
Genghis?
Genghis.
Sounds like a disease.
Genghis.
I think I've had
That's John Kerry's ex. John Kerry.
I think like jaundice.
Get some penicillin over here.
Oh, God.
Genghis.
Genghis corn.
Hey,
I don't even want to know how you get it. The only reason to get rid of the Genghis corn is Joey. Joey will spray for that.
By the way, I'm going to be out at Philman's, and we've got a whole bunch of Sartor Hamann hats and visors. These are a $25 value. So if you're concerned about the price of the meal and coming to the event, we're going to be handing them out. I don't have a ton, but I got enough, and they're worth $25. So you get a free hat if you come. Mm-hmm. And hopefully we'll have some more for the event at Husker Online at Fallbrook, because I'm coming to that too.
Okay.
Nice. So, Stump Sippers in the Coat.
Here we go.
If it is 5 o'clock in Paris, what time is it in Lincoln?
That's a tough one.
8, 9, or 10 a.m.?
Okay. For you, Sip.
I got a 1 in 3 shot.
You do.
9.
You get a CZ, it's 10.
Okay.
That's crazy.
7-hour difference. Not 8.
That's nuts.
Why Paris? What am I missing here? Why Paris?
I was just asking.
I don't know, because I just picked the city.
Don't disparage Rick's trivia question.
Song didn't question make a lot of sense, Rick, but we're going to...
Well,
he's referring to 5 o'clock somewhere.
I would have had to text LaRue to try to get a feel of this.
That's true.
The point, don't you know Luigi over there or something? I guess that would be Italy. No, just kidding. It's 5 o'clock somewhere. That's the whole point.
Got it.
Yeah. Okay.
Got it.
That's the point of the song.
Okay.
Question 2.
Alan Jackson has his boat in the video we talked about. This is probably, I know something about some of these boats, and I'm guessing it's $5 to $7 million boat. Is it called, the name of the boat, which he still owns, is it called Little Bitty, Hullbilly, or Chattahoochee Choo Choo?
Little Bitty.
You get a CZ, it's called Hullbilly.
H-U-L-L.
Yes, correct.
Okay, 0-2.
Last question for everybody. Yeah, is Alan Jackson in the Grand Old Opry, which is
100.
He has his
own wing.
Resounding yes.
3 diamonds!
Brilliant!
We got one right today. We did something right here.
1991.
He's been there for a long time.
Help us get rid of our...
91?
What do we have?
Genghis.
Genghis. Genghis Vitus.
Yeah,
Genghis Vitus.
Genghis. I don't want to talk about it.
I'm talking about
a personal, Rick. Like,
I've got an ointment.
I'm working on it. Come on, Rick. Don't bring that up on the air.
An ointment and some a balm I have to put on.
I got the Genghis.
Imagine you're...
A note to school for your kid. He's got Gingis.
I've never heard of Gingis. I've never heard of Gingis before.
It's a little too much. Hey, Tommy, that's okay. You just stay home, buddy.
Rick, what are you feeding that kid? Gingis corn?
Yeah. Rick, what's happening right now at Sauter-Hayman Jewelers?
Hey, Sauter-Hayman, we're not just your diamond headquarters. We're not just the best. We are your Husker Jewelry headquarters. You've got to come in. You got to check out our website right now. We've got all of our Husker jewelry on there. It is 10% off when you say you're a breaker. If you're ordering online, simply put in ticket with a capital T. We have pre-tariff pricing on all of our diamonds. Are you guys still here?
We're here.
We're 100% here,
Rick. We got you.
Okay, now you got to understand something. Most jewelry, most diamond jewelry comes from India these days.
Okay.
A lot of people don't realize that.
I didn't.
Okay, and India just got slapped with a 50% tariff. Mm. So your chain stores are getting stuff from India. They don't have a lot of inventory, so they order as needed. We have it all. We've already got the inventory. It's pre-tariff pricing. You won't spend more. Come to Sauter-Hayman Jewelers. We are specialists in natural diamonds, not lab-grown diamonds. So we're going to get you the very, very best. 120 years of excellence, four generations, when only the best will do. Sauter-Hayman Jewelers, online at sauterhayman.com in Lincoln and Grand Island. And we'll see you soon, live and next week on the radio program.
Rick, are you still there?
I am.
There's been a lot of people texting me. Rick, will you be giving some diamond earrings to auction off at Ruhlman's? Not to auction, but to raffle off. To raffle off a raffle.
That's a raffle. That's a possibility.
That'd be huge. People have been texting.
All right, Rick.
The Gingis.
We'll see you next week, Rick. Thanks for the song today.
Bye-bye.
The same song of the day. Once again, it's 5 o'clock somewhere by Alan Jackson and Jimmy Buffett. Hour 2 is next. An early break on the ticket.